In today's reading, we carry on from where we left off yesterday in the 7th chapter of Mark, and we're going to be reading from verse 24 to 37 out of the New American Standard Bible. Now Jesus got up and went from there to the region of Tyre. And when he had entered a house, he wanted no one to know about it. And yet he could not escape notice. But after hearing about him, a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit immediately came and fell at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile of Syrophoenician descent, and she repeatedly asked him to cast the demon out of her daughter. And he was saying to her, "Let the children be satisfied first, for it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." But she answered and said to him, "Yes, Lord, but even the dogs under the table feed on the children's crumbs." And he said to her, "Because of this answer, go, the demon has gone out of your daughter." And after going back to her home, she found the child lying on the bed and the demon gone. Again, he left the region of Tyre and came through Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, within the region of Decapolis, and they brought to him one who was deaf and had difficulty speaking, and they begged him to lay his hand on him. And Jesus took him aside from the crowd by himself and put his fingers in his ears, and after spitting, he touched his tongue with the saliva. And looking up to heaven with a deep sigh, he said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And his ears were opened, and the impediment of his tongue was removed, and he began speaking plainly. And he gave them orders not to tell anyone. But the more he ordered them, the more widely they continued to proclaim it. They were utterly astonished, saying, "He has done all things well. He makes even those who are deaf hear, and those who are unable to talk, speak." Heavenly Father, I pray for those whose faith is diminishing or has gone into just a silent mode of not really asking you to intervene, but just going through the motions. I pray for such a person today, Lord, who's listening to these accounts of how, Lord Jesus, you touched people and freed them. And so I pray that hope would arise and that we would be able to call upon you to free and break addictive behaviors in our lives. That we would be able to call upon you even if we think, Lord, that this affliction is not going to go. Increase our faith, Lord. And help us, Lord, to approach you as a God who can do anything and a God who is all-powerful. I pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.